Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Monday, the 13th of July, and from Radio Info's On This Day feature, Harrison Ford, Penny Cook, and ABC presenter Richard Glover were born on this day. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart, and welcome to the morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Who says politics and radio don't mix? Just take a look at Nine Radio appointing former Queensland Transport Minister Scott Emerson as the host of its renewed local drive show on 4BC. To be fair, Emerson does have a solid background in journalism, having served as the Queensland Bureau Chief of The Australian and in senior roles with the ABC before entering politics. Emerson is the second local appointment in Nine's move to give 4BC back to Queenslanders, instead of it being a full-time relay station of Sydney's 2GB, as it has been since 2015. The former Newman government transport minister will front up for his first show on the 10th of August. Well, we all know how cash-strapped regional broadcasters are right now, so this'll come as welcome news. Federal MPs in regional areas will now be able to use their office allowances to help communicate with their constituents by radio. This means that commercial, community and narrowcast radio outlets can be used as paid platforms by parliamentarians to keep their electorates informed of changes that affect them. ABC Managing Director David Anderson was the guest speaker at the National Press Club in Canberra last Friday. Anderson outlined his five-year plan for the corporation in detail, saying he is looking for more local content, more diversity, and a more personalised and capable service. He claims the ABC represents value for money to the Australian public and that the charter is always their guiding principle. And still on the ABC, Triple J has come in for some criticism from its own on-air talent. Bryce and Ebony say the youth network needs a makeover with a commercial-sounding audio rebrand. They claim the station needs a bit of oomph. Nine radio stations in Sydney, Brisbane and Perth took back control of their traffic reporting over the weekend. It ended their quarter-century relationship with the Australian Traffic Network. Nine will be increasing the frequency of its traffic reports, making it a key ingredient in the programming of their talk and music stations. Last week, I reported that the founder of the Facebook radio industry blog, The Green Room, was gravely ill. Sadly, on Saturday morning, Jose Auditor lost his battle with cancer. The chat room that he founded has been full of condolence messages throughout the weekend. And another long-time radio broadcaster and radio school operator has passed away. Lee Sims ran his successful radio school in Brisbane during the 1980s, leading to him buying 4VL Charleville to give his students practical experience in broadcasting. During his career, Sims worked for 2LM, 4KQ, 4BC, 4BH, 2CC and 2SM. Please tell your friends about our Daily Flash Briefing and give us a 5-star rating on your podcast platform. You can also click the like or share button. For all the details of today's stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.